Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
4 hours. It's been a busy day, as you already know, in the world of sports. We got 5 overtime hockey games in the Stanley Cup playoffs. We have NBA superstars who are matching career highs. You better watch who you talk trash to. And then we even have an update when it comes to football. There is a whole lot to discuss and a whole lot to talk about for the next 4 hours. I'm going to be here with you rocking. This is when I get started every single weeknight, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. You can find me online. It's real simple. At JR Sport Brief. That is on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And at the same time, you can also call me up any moment, anytime, 855-212-4CBS. That number, one more time, is 855-212-4CBS. What a day it's been. You know, this is one of those days where this is almost a piggyback off of last night, especially when it comes down to college football. It's like you can basically just wait. Every single hour, there was a new bit of news, a new bit of information as we got through the afternoon. And ultimately, it's not good depending on what conference you're a fan of, what your favorite school is, who you support. And you might be happy tonight, or you may feel like Justin Fields, knowing that, hey, our conference has shut things down. This is the bottom line as we talk about this right now on Tuesday night. Big Ten, no fall games, okay? Pac-12, no fall games. If you want to look at the Big 12, the SEC, and the ACC, they're pretty much still looking forward to trying to knock out these games. They're still looking forward to trying to complete their seasons. And it's really odd. And we spent a lot of time talking about this last night. I don't want to harp on it or beat a dead horse, but it's so apparent now. We have just conflicting doctors. You know, the ACC doctors say, yeah, it's safe to play, but yes, obviously we are taking on some risk. And like I said last night, it depends on how much risk you want to absorb. Obviously, the Big Ten and the Pac-12, they did not feel the risk was worth the reward when it came down to their players. They did not want to take responsibility, unfortunately, if something happened to one of their players. It's real simple. And quite frankly, Kevin Warren, who was chatted up with the Big Ten Network, he basically said the decision came down to health and safety.
As things began to evolve, you look at the number of cases that are spiking, the number of deaths, not only in our country, in our states where many of our schools are located, but worldwide. Is that I promise that all the decisions that we will make during my tenure here at the Big Ten will always put the mental and physical health and safety and wellness of our student athletes at the center.
Okay, well, the Big 12, the SEC, and ACC, they think things are okay. They want to keep heading forward. You know, Justin Fields just tweeted his own disappointment earlier on today. But Kevin Warren, and this is the part that is just irritating to me, and I can imagine if you are a student athlete, this is irritating to you. If you're a fan, this is just mind-boggling, is that there hasn't been clear leadership. And no, the NCAA does not have a commissioner. The NCAA doesn't dictate to every single conference what they should do or not do, but it would be nice if they had a little bit of oversight. And for weeks, all we've heard about is we're going to have in-conference games. We may play one game out of conference. We're going to have, teams that aren't associated come in and join this year. That's what we've heard for weeks. Now, all of a sudden, the Big Ten, which basically put out a schedule, which laid out a plan, all of a sudden, this is different. This is what Kevin Warren said about that.
We wanted to plan ahead, for a possible season, made it very clear that the season may not actually come to fruition. We felt it was important to plan to organize a schedule that if we were fortunate to play fall sports, and especially football, that we would have a schedule in place. But, 6 days is 6 days. And I made it very clear also that this was a day-to-day situation.
Yeah, well, I mean, who did you make it clear to? Because if it was made clear that it was a day-to-day situation, we wouldn't have football players upset. We wouldn't have fans upset. There'd be a whole lot of people who would have a clear understanding if that benchmark was set. And when you have so many conferences across the country and you have so many teams, we have dissenting opinions. I mean, even amongst the own teams that participate in the Big Ten. Okay, we have Scott Frost coming out from Nebraska. He made it extremely clear just even yesterday. We want to play no matter what. We want to go forth and play no matter what. And obviously, that ain't going to happen. And Kevin Warren, he's heard it from coaches as well. We will try and go participate in another conference just so we can play football. And Kevin Warren said, listen, I'm not prepared to discuss that right now. I'm actually going to talk about that in a second. But he responded to Scott Frost talking about Nebraska wants to play elsewhere. This is what Kevin Warren had to say about that.
I just take those statements as really a point of passion and supporting and representing their universities and their student athletes. And so I understand that. Again, we have 14 institutions in the Big Ten Conference, and we've been together. I plan for us to continually be together and work collectively to make sure that we're doing everything that we possibly can to make sure that we keep our conference strong. We keep our conference very strong academically and also very strong athletically.
Look, you cannot discount anything in 2020. I think we've seen that time over time. You can't discount anything. But these conferences have bylaws. These conferences have rules that dictate your participation. These conferences have rules that basically say you're stuck with us. I mean, depending on where you go, conference to conference, it may say all of the teams are committed for the next 3 years. We actually have conferences that say, listen, you are stuck here with us unless we, as a teams, collectively agree to vote you out for at minimum 100 years. Yes, that actually exists. And so, I mean, let's think about college football as it's supposed to operate in an academic structure. At places, universities, schools of higher education. You know, we say all the time that these athletes are student athletes. Well, what's the reality if we're really just trudging forward for them to play football? Isn't the point, first of all, for them to have an education? We're talking about moving conferences just so they can play football. When is the last time anybody prioritized their education the same way? Oh, I forgot. The education's really haven't been prioritized the same way that athletics have been. And if you are going to have players who are going to transfer out, I don't know how that's going to happen. Where does the academics come in? Isn't that always how it's been painted? That this is an academic transfer, that this is a hardship transfer? What are we going to do? We're getting ready to basically start classes, any minute now. Any day now, universities across the country. What, are we just going to open up dorm space? We're just going to transfer scholarships? We're just going to move people out the way so the football players can play? And what has always supposed to have been, an academic thing first and an athletic thing second? And, Scott Frost from Nebraska, he's not the only one. Gene Smith, the Ohio State Athletic Director, he would prefer to play too.
We would have preferred to play. We were very aligned in our position that we felt that we could make it happen, but we knew that the possibility to postpone or cancel was a real possibility.
Yeah, we've known it's a possibility for a long time, but what we never had from any conference, and it's not just the Big Ten and the Pac-12, because they actually put their foot down today and said, listen, we'll try to explore this next year. It's just the fact that everybody goes around doing what they want to do. Ryan Day was on ESPN's College Football Live, and he basically said we might need to explore playing outside of the Big Ten. Listen.
We need to look at every option. And if that's the only option at the time, we need to explore it. See if that's something that we can possibly do. Because if it is, and that's what's best for our kids, then certainly we need to look at that and do it.
Are we going to see Ohio State participate in the Big 12, the SEC, and the ACC? I just explained to you the difficulties of actual players like Justin Fields all of a sudden transferring and continuing on his college career. You know, I saw lots of jokes today just talking about how Justin Fields, this is a prime opportunity for him to go back to the SEC and rejoin Georgia. I think that's a little bit too much of a pipe dream. Someone like Justin Fields, the reality is, unfortunately, unless Ohio State, you know, gets that exemption to quote-unquote play, you know, out-of-conference games, I guess that's a loophole that will allow these teams to quote-unquote play out-of-conference, we probably have seen the last of Justin Fields in college football. And the reality is, we can play spring football, and this is really only to save billions of dollars when it comes down to television rights fees. Guess what? Everybody loses money. The games aren't on, the advertising rates go down. We might see college football in the spring, not because you're going to see the best prospects, not because you'll see Justin Fields out there throwing around touchdowns, but strictly to fill and try to complete some of these television contracts, to try to execute them. Because Justin Fields, he ain't playing in the spring. This guy's going to be getting ready for the NFL draft. Why would he play in the spring, risk injuring himself, then going to the draft, and then even if he didn't get hurt, why is he going to play twice in a year? Why is he going to play football year-round? On what planet does that make any type of sense? This whole situation is unfortunate. And at this point in time, albeit personally, I don't believe that college football is necessary. Look, if the ACC, the Big 12, and the SEC are so hell-bent on going ahead and playing football, then go ahead and do it. Be prepared for the consequences. Because you can have an ACC doctor who says, we feel that it's safe enough to play. Okay, fine. You feel it's safe enough to play? By all means, go ahead and do it. But just be prepared for the consequences. Be prepared for the worst case scenario. The Big Ten, the Pac-12 said no mas, not necessarily because they were, afraid of a reaction from the public. The public, including myself, has beaten them up for the past several weeks, the past several months. They ultimately don't want to have their jobs on the line. They don't want a player's unfortunate death. They don't want an injury hung around their necks. And I get it. And I'm disappointed. I wanted to see Justin Fields play. I would still like to see Trevor Lawrence play. I'd like to see who can go out and pick up a Heisman Award. I think we have a lot of talented players. I love watching college football because I like seeing the next generation of NFL players. That's why I watch. That's why I love the game. And unfortunately, I may have to rely on my recollection from the past several seasons. But it's just really unfortunate for the players that there hasn't been a straightforward plan, that the NCAA didn't lay out any guidance, that they didn't say anything besides, hey, we're going to leave this to you to make your own individual decisions without hanging us up out there. Every single person responsible has basically passed the buck. Players want to play, obviously. Coaches want to play. And I don't necessarily think it's a good idea, but at this point, it looks like the SEC is going to go until they cannot go anymore. It looks like the Big 12 is going to go until they can't go anymore. And that the ACC is definitely going to do the same. It looks like the Sun Belt Conference is in the same space. And if all of these organizations, if all of these conferences want to play, go do it. I personally don't think it's a good idea. I hope that we don't get a situation where a player gets sick. We're going to have positive test cases. And I know some teams have fared much better than others. You know, Harbaugh in Michigan, he is quick to tell you, hey, out of 800, we've only had 11. Well, the Big Ten and the Pac-12, they didn't want to see one serious injury out of 11. They didn't want to be on that list of players who have unfortunately come down not with side effects, but with complications, heart issues. Nobody wants that. So every single one of these conferences are walking a tightrope. And it's not necessarily because of the players and the fact that they want to play. It's not necessarily because the coaches want to play and they're threatening to go elsewhere if they need to. This is really just to satisfy the piggy bank and just to make sure that money can flow in and is not lost. And if money's lost, oh yeah, it has a big effect. We might see the cancellation full-time of more programs. This is going to have an effect years down the line. College football is not going anywhere. Let's be clear about that. College football is not going anywhere. But college football is and has going to change. What you remember and what you've expected is done. The players have more power. The players have spoken up, and now, unfortunately, you know, if you are the president, if you are the leader of a conference, you got a tough decision to make. Me personally, I'd say no football. But I can understand anybody who wants to go forward and try to get this done. I just hope that we don't hit that worst case scenario where a coach, a player, or someone, anyone associated with the game, which is, by the way, is not going to be played safely in a bubble, which, oh, by the way, is not going to take place, you know, outside of a campus setting where for a lot of people we know, you know, anything goes. People don't necessarily make the best decisions. A lot of college is growing up, being away from your parents, having a sense of freedom, development as a human being and a person and, you know, not just under your folks' wings. So, yeah, there's some wild decisions that are made. And that's what we are opening ourselves up to if the Big 12, the SEC, and the ACC go forward. I wouldn't play, but I certainly understand anyone who wants to give it a shot or a chance. The phone lines are open right now, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Should the Big 12, SEC, and ACC play? Or should they delay? Should they postpone? Should they cancel? Let me know your thoughts. The phone lines are open to you. I'm going to talk to you when we come back. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. It's a simple question to you. I've opened up the phone lines. You can call me up right now. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Should the Big 12, SEC, and ACC play? Or should they go the route of the Big 10 and the Pac-12? Should they delay? The phone lines are open to you. I want to let you know the line 855-212-4CBS is sponsored by Geico. Did you know right now, Geico's offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies. That's on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Visit geico.com to learn more. And ultimately, when you talk about this situation, listen, when you throw out the the just the agendas and how backwards and how screwy college sports is and what it's supposed to represent. When you look at the reality of what it is, this is an opportunity. And this is like the step. This is the free feeder system for the NFL. And I do feel for the prospects who won't have an opportunity to showcase what they're worth. I feel bad for the prospects who won't get a chance to go out there for why they did go to school. And for a lot of the players, yes, it is to get an education. It is to take that scholarship. It is to change their circumstances. And it doesn't matter if you're going to try to get that free degree. It doesn't matter if you're trying to make the NFL. Your expectations have been shattered. I mean, I saw a hashtag even today from parents who are basically saying, we want our children to go ahead and play college football. So we've heard from some doctors. We've heard from coaches. We've heard from the players themselves who want that opportunity to play. Even someone like Trevor Lawrence, who, what is he playing for? Just boosting some of his records? Is Trevor Lawrence, he's trying to walk away with a Heisman? He has nothing else to play for, you know, in college football. We basically know where he's going. He's going right to the NFL. We've heard it. We've said it ourselves. Listen, he's ripe for the picking to go to the New England Patriots. I mean, we had folks joking months ago how Bill Belichick was basically waiting in a tree somewhere to figure out how he can get Trevor Lawrence up to Boston. But the reality is everybody is not Trevor Lawrence. And this is something that has extended from this year and will go into next year as well. The whole system is unfortunately screwed up. We have had players who haven't had the opportunity. I was talking to my good friend Tony Richardson, former fullback for the New York Jets and also for the Vikings. He made it clear, players like him who weren't drafted but made it out of training camp and had an all-pro type career, there's going to be some players that are already behind the eight ball. That's just the reality. And for those folks, I feel bad for them. They're missing out. And it's unfortunate. But you know what? 2020 has handed a lot of people a bad deck of cards. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Should the Big 12, SEC, and ACC play or delay? Let's talk to Jeff. Jeff is calling up from Kansas City. You're on CBS Sports Radio, Jeff. Go on ahead.
Hey, brother. How you doing today? Hey, man, I just want to come at this in a little bit of a different perspective here. You know, football is the big money makers for these college, not only the football teams, but the other sports involved also. How many sports are going to be cut? You know, the girls' teams, the boys' teams, the swimming, the soccer, the running. How many of these teams are going to be cut because the money's not there if they don't play football? You know, there's kids that's in high school that's looking to get scholarships in some of these sports. You know, and it's going to cost their parents thousands of dollars if this doesn't happen. You know, that's the perspective I'm coming at it from. It's that there's a lot of money involved, and there's a lot more people that's affected than just football players if they don't play football.
Yeah, no, I mentioned that, Jeff. I don't know if you had a chance to hear it. I mentioned that the long-term ramifications, including the fact that college football supports a lot of these programs. College football helps support a lot of these schools. I mean, unfortunately, we have some schools who will not be playing just because it does not make financial sense. They actually might incur more of a loss by trying to stage games. So I ask you, where or how do you weigh the financial ramifications of what you said versus the health? Because at this point, it really varies conference to conference.
No, and I understand that. But, I mean, if you look at the science of what's going on with this virus.
Well, Jeff, I'm not asking you the science. I'm saying conference to conference, it varies. You have a doctor in the ACC who says, okay, we believe that we can go on, but obviously we are accepting risk. And if you go ahead and you look at the Big Ten or you look at the Pac-12, they feel that the risk is too high for them to continue. So I'm not asking about the science. I'm asking you your opinion. How much do you weigh finances versus the risk?
Well, you know, I understand exactly what you're saying. You can't take the finances out of it. As far as the risk goes, you do that every day in life. You know, you have children, you know, and they want to go out. They're 16, 17 years old, and they want to take the car and they want to go out. Well, you're weighing the risk on that every day. Is there going to be a car accident? Is something going to happen? You know, there's risk in life and every day in everything you do. You know,
sure.
And you have to weigh that. You know, sure. And I think ultimately it probably should fall on the parents and the children.
Okay.
You know, is that risk acceptable? You know, to
sure.
me it would be acceptable because I'm looking at the science and I don't see where it affects young kids that much. You know, I mean, there's 50 kids a year that die of chicken pox in this country.
Well, Jeff, that's So what we won't do here is. is compare what has happened here in the United States of America with something that has aggressively killed people at a higher rate and, you know, compare it to car crashes and compare it to the chicken pox. So, I mean, I venture to say, please go do your research on what science actually says. That is a tricky space, and we got to be careful the line in which we walk there. So you've made it clear to me. You answered my question. You feel that the financial ramifications are more important than the health ones. But I venture to say, pay close attention to actually what you're looking at. That's pretty wild and ridiculous if you ask me what you just said. We have Craig from Alabama. Craig, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I guess my opinion itself, and it's just an opinion because I know everybody's going to have different ones, but I believe that go ahead and play. You know, I work in the public right now, and I'm trying to take care of myself, and I'm trying to be safe so I can come home to my family. These people are probably in more safe than I am. They're probably in more sterilized areas and get more protection than what I do working every day out in the public. And I feel comfortable what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And these guys, like I said, this is their livelihood. This is what a lot of guys, this is their next job, their next investment in their life, what they're raising their families to do. They're going to protect them. They know they're protecting them, and they're going to set them up in a way it is financial because they're setting them up for the rest of their lives. But
sure.
This is, you know, they know the chances. They know what they're doing, and they're believing in what the experts are saying that, hey, we got your back. We got you protected. We got this sterilized. We're going to stay together. We're not going to go outside the group. You know, they're doing all the right precautions. Every team is doing that.
Well, that's easy to say, Craig. But the issue is, these are individuals. You know, a college, and this is where it gets tricky. And this is where it's unfortunately tricky. And this is where, quote unquote, the chickens come home to roost. Because things have been so loosely governed just in the NCAA. It's always been about money. So now when you're faced with the worst possible circumstances, there isn't a plan. And it's just like, boom, it's all about money. Do I believe that it doesn't matter what we're talking about the pros? If you go ahead and look at professional sports where guys are getting paid, you want to talk about a livelihood. These are guys who, okay, you know the check is coming. Major League Baseball players have already taken a haircut here in 2020, just like every single one of us. And the reality is we still have baseball players who are still going out to go see friends. You know, Zach was getting ready to call him his dad, Dan. Zach was out on Saturday night hanging out. We got Lou Williams, who gets outside the bubble in the NBA, and stops by Magic City, the strip club. I mean, you want to talk about judgment. Why is that going to be any different for college athletes? You know, you can be the best program in the world. You can go ahead and set up the best situation to keep your student athletes safe. But when every state and every city, every conference, every team, every player, every friend has a difference of opinion, how ultimately are folks going to be safe? It's difficult. I want to keep the phone lines open to you, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back, I want to play some audio from Drew Rosenhaus. Yes, super agent Drew Rosenhaus. He also has his own comments on college football this upcoming season. I'll continue to take your phone calls as well.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Big Ten, no fall football. Pac-12, no fall football. They might have football in the spring. We don't know how competitive that's going to be or if it will even be realistic at that point in time. The Big 12, the SEC, and the ACC, they're still trying to figure out whether or not they can pretty much have their games, hold their games, and they're trying to move forward. And there are just so many dissenting opinions from conference to conference, coach to coach, team to team, as to whether or not we should have college football. And it's basically almost slapped together at this point in time. The Big Ten goes ahead and they lay out their schedule and their plan. And a week later, Kevin Warren, their commissioner, says, nah, we're not. We're not. I've said that this is a day-to-day situation. And if the Big 12, the SEC, and ACC, if they want to go ahead and take on that risk, and that's what it boils down to. You know, are these conferences willing to be liable if something should happen? It doesn't matter how large or how small that if is. The Big Ten and the Pac-12, they've said, no, we ain't doing it. Phone lines are open, 855-212-4CBS. Let's go ahead and talk to Jim from Mandeville, Louisiana. Jim, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What are your thoughts?
Hey, JL, how you doing today, buddy?
I'm good. Shoot.
Look, when I play college football, I don't care about this COVID thing and stuff. I would play. And I would vote to play. Ask each team member. I was 19, 18, 19 back then. I played, and you're not going to change your habits. They're going to still go out to 18, 19, you know? We old men pontificating on, you know, what we think should happen. Ask the kids. Let them decide. Take a vote by each team. I mean, that's all I'm saying. Because if okay. You ask most of those kids, they're
going to
say they want to play.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think that goes without saying, Jim. I mean, we've had student-athletes already who have decided to opt out of playing, and then we also have players, and I would say more often than not, more players want to play. But ultimately, it's not their decision. It should be, but it's not. This is where things get tricky. Because this, what sounds like an employee-employer relationship, cannot be admitted by the NCAA. They have for years been staunch in saying, you know, you guys can't unionize because you're not employees. You know, even for someone like Trevor Lawrence, who advocated for a union earlier this week, he plays for Clemson, public university. Well, the last time I checked, South Carolina basically says, If you are even an employee of a public entity here in the state, you can't unionize. You can't come out here and beef against us. It's not going to happen. You can't collectively bargain. So it's something that unfortunately bites them in the behind. And so ultimately, you can have players sign waivers, but it's not a good look. It's still an awful look for a giant organization that pulls in hundreds of millions of dollars. And that's just on the conference level. That doesn't take in the NCAA, which generates almost $10 billion from athletics. Nate is calling up from Pittsburgh. Nate, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go on ahead.
Thanks for taking the call. I have a sister who's going to Ohio State on a computer programming scholarship. And she has the option, if she wants to better herself and her future, to go and be active in the labs that she has to take for her coursework to get into her major. I'm kind of wondering why she has that platform to be able to go and decide to take the risk to be within proximity of others and not necessarily take every precaution in the book, be around outer professors. And the football players don't have the opportunity to go and act on their scholarships to play football.
Well, are the players on scholarship to play football, or are the players receiving a scholarship to gather and gain an education?
Well, I mean, in my sister's case, she spent her whole time preparing to be, to get into the computer engineering program. So, a football player, if you're going to Ohio State, you probably spent your whole life or close to it preparing for that. I feel like it's a personal investment, and in America, you have the right to pick your investments and choose risk versus reward.
Sure, but anytime, and you know this, Nate, when we all have to play by the rules inside of a system, that's what it boils down to. And so you can have your individual choice, but when you sign on the dotted line and you commit to an organization, whether it be an employer or any type of contract, you put your name on a dotted line, you're basically saying, hey, I'm going to operate under the rules that you lay out here. And a lot of times, unfortunately, we don't like the rules. We really don't. And that's the case right now of what happens in college football. We have all these conferences with players who want to play, but ultimately we can say it should be an individual choice. But this boils down to the conferences. And it's a matter of whether they say we're going to play or whether they're not. You know, this isn't the pros. Nothing is being collectively bargained here. And this is the unfortunate part. And this is why I say I feel bad for some of the players who won't get an opportunity to go out and showcase their talents and kind of move to the next level if that's what they want to do. Now, at the same time, I think it's a complete farce that, we can look at college athletics in a certain space and say, well, you got a scholarship just to play football. Well, no, the scholarship is actually supposed to be for an education. Your athletic skills are supposed to be so exemplary. You're supposed to be so good at athletics, we're giving you a free education. You don't have to pay for it so you can generate money for us. But nobody can come out and admit that, because then the next thing you know, then they become employees. It's just a tough wound up ball that was created so long ago. Let's talk to Josh. Josh is calling up from South Carolina. Josh, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Please go on ahead.
How's it going, JR?
I'm good, Josh. Shoot.
So the argument that you brought up earlier was about weighing the risk versus the reward. Is that correct?
Yes.
So every collegiate athlete has, and I know this based on, personal experience, but every collegiate athlete has an insurance policy, correct? Provided from the university for medical care. Is that correct?
While they are under scholarship, as far as I'm concerned, yes.
Okay. So each player takes the risk of walking out, let's just stay in the realm of football. Each player walks out on that football field knowing the risk of having a career-ending injury. Take Mackenzie Milton, for example. Okay? Worst college injury I've ever seen in my life.
Okay.
That being said, well, they all walk out on that field.
Well, Josh.
Knowing the risk.
Well, we're not talking about injuries that can just be sustained out onto the field. If you break your neck, your leg, your arm, your shoulder, these are inherent risks that you know and that we've known for years. Let's ask some of the retired football players. Let's ask anyone who's participated in the game long enough. You know what those risks are that have to deal with on the field. We're not talking about something that you know, someone tackles you hard enough and you contract. We're talking about something that extends outside of the white lines of what happens on that field. So, yes,
sure.
We do know, Josh, that every player who goes out there and plays is taking a risk. But this is a space in 2020. We're dealing with something that people don't have control over. You don't have control over what your neighbor does. You don't have control over what your classmate does. You don't have control over what the bus driver does. You don't have control. And we've seen this. So I think it's ridiculous to go ahead and compare the risk that a football player takes out on the field in regards to whether or not I'm going to be injured. Every athlete takes a risk. I am by no means a professional athlete, but I can tell you from growing up playing basketball in the street, I can tell you that's a risk I played playing on the blacktop, and my knees hurt every day because of it. Okay, that's something that I wish I knew when I was a teenager. We all take physical risks when we play sports, but we don't necessarily go out there and say, okay, if I tackle a guy, I'm going to contract COVID because he caught it from outside. Okay, that's what it is. So it's not comparable to, okay, I went outside and got hit by a bus. I contracted the chicken pox. It's not the same. And it doesn't matter what the individual rights of the players are, whether they want to play, they're in a system. Unfortunately for them, there is and has been no alternative to showcasing your talents to the NFL. Maybe if we get spring football, maybe we'll have a player one day who says, screw this, I'm going to show I'm a freak of nature and then go get a job. But for right now, this is what we all have. And this is what the NCAA has laid out to us. This is the opportunity that's there for the college athletes. And unfortunately, it's always been a mess. And it's really showing that it's a mess and the real lack of leadership right now because of the dissenting opinions. So it's an unfortunate space in the situation. But, you know, I think we'll have a couple of conferences that play. I think the SEC is going to try no matter what. Speaking of playing, we're going to talk about someone playing out of his damn mind right now. I'm going to tell you who it is when we come back. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.